Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Lamed Vov Omud Aleph, and we're in the middle of Simen Chav Vov. We're at the very top of the Omud. We remind ourselves that yesterday the Mechaber taught us that if you only have one of the two tefillin, you only have either the Shoh Rosh or the Shoh Yad, you're allowed to put on whichever one you want. The Mechaber continues at the very top of the Omud, V'uha Din Im Yesh Lo Shteim. If you have both the Tefillah Shoh Yad and the Tefillah Shoh Rosh, V'yesh Lo Shum Ones, and there is some extenuating circumstance, some accident, She'enu Yochel Lo Niyach Alachas, that doesn't allow you to wear both of them, you can only put on one, so Niach osa shiachol, put on the one that you can. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Aleph, Kigon sheyesh lo maka barosh o bizro, you have some sort of a wound on your hand or on your head that doesn't allow the placement of that tefillah. Oh, shutzorech lotzeis laderech, or you have to run out to go on the road. Ven ashayor, the caravan is not going to wait for you. Ven ashayor mamtenes alav, ashi aniach shneim, until you put on both of them, you only have time to put on one. So miniach osa shiachol, put on whichever one you can. Which one should you put on in that situation where you could only put on one, but you have a choice of putting on one of the two? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'hai minayu adif alinyan hanocha." Which one is better to put on in that situation? So he says there are two opinions over here. Yeish omrim, there's one side that says the osetov sheniach sharosh levad the kedushasu chamura. Put on the sharosh because its kedusha is more, because the kedusha of the rosh, it has two of the letters of Hashem's name, shin dalid yud, the shem shakai. It has the shin on the tefillah itself and the dalid of the knot. Whereas the Shayad only has the Yud on the Kesher. The Yesh Omrim, the other side, however, says, no, put him on in the right order. Yeniach leis ato ha-shoyad, put on now the Shoyad, so you don't switch around Kadesh lo Yishan ha-seh de Shabbator, the normal way of doing things. And then, later on, you put on the Shorosh. Bamedvar Mamurim, the Mishnah Berurah says, under what circumstances, that's assuming you'll have time to put on later, k'sheyochol achakach laniach b'derech ha-tfilah ha-shnia. You'll have time and be able to put on the second tefillah, the shorosh, later on. However, avolim achakach lo yochol laniach ha-tfilah ha-shnia, if you'll only be able to put on one, and you won't have the opportunity to put on the other one later on, and the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't have the opportunity to go leave with the shayar in that situation. Ha-yiniach ha-shoyad v'ha-shorosh kodam ha-lichosu mi-beso. You have to put on both pair of tefillin in the right way, the shayad and the shorosh. Because you're going to be late to go out on the road, that doesn't give you the right to abandon the mitzvah of tefillin. Of course, we're talking here about a non-pikuach nefasho situation. If it were to be life-threatening, obviously you wouldn't have to put on either of the tefillin, but the halacha brewer brings down in the case where it's life-threatening, you should put on the shorosh if you can only put on one of the two. The mechaber continues in Siv Beis. Im eino miniach ela sharosh levad. If you only put on the sharosh, what bracha should you make? So the mechaber says, mevarach aleh al mitzvas tefillin levad. The mechaber l'shitaso, that if you're putting on both pair of the tefillos, one on the shayad and one on the sharosh, you only make one bracha normally, but if you interrupt in between on the sharosh, you make mitzvas tefillin. So too over here, since you're only putting on the sharosh, you just make a mitzvas tefillin. That's what the mechaber says. The Ramah says, however, hagah, we who normally say two brachos every day, so then here, mevarach al sharosh levad shtei brachos, make both brachos on the sharosh, laniach and al mitzvas tefillin. However, if you're only putting on the shoyad, imeniach shayad levad, then you only make the bracha mevarach laniach levad. This is brought down in the name of the tour. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Oz Beis that we've already learned this halacha about making two brachos previously in Simen Chav Hei, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph. In Siv Katan Gimel over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, you make l'haniach only on the shoyad. I am the Prima God. He says, look in the Prima God, the Meshevi Oud Poskim brings an alternative view who holds the Sviruluhu, the Af al Shoyad Levad, Nami Varoch Shtei Brachos. If you only put it on the shoyad, you should make l'haniach and al mitzvah tefillin. However, l'aloch iskimu achronim de'enum avarach al shoyad el l'haniach levad. But l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, only make one bracha on the shoyad. Because he says, de'belav hochi, because actually, the Mechaber holds that under normal circumstances, you only make laniach. The Harbe Rishonim Svirlu, Dafilu Ashteyam Nami Enum Mavarech Ala Achas, as is the Shita of the Mechaber. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Imeniach Shteyam Velo Beirach, if you put both of them on, you didn't make the Bracha. You still have an opportunity to make the Bracha later. Adinu Di Yavarech Kozman Shem Olav Adayin. You can still make the Bracha as long as you're still wearing the Tefillin, because the Mitzvah is every second that you're wearing them, so you haven't fulfilled the Mitzvah. Im hiktim bracha shorosh, ibicha shorosh, tchila, v'yachakach shoyad. If you by accident said the shorosh first and then you said the shoyad, enochozim avarach. You don't have to make the brachas again. So you said al mitzvahs first and then lohaniach, that's acceptable by the eved. However, l'chatchila, afino hiniach shoyad v'lo birach. If you put on the shoyad and then you realize you didn't make the bracha and you're up to putting on the shorosh, so then yavarach lov kodim hanocha shorosh. Go make the bracha on the shoyad before you put on the shorosh. This concludes Simin Chavav. And we begin the extremely important Simin Chav Zayin, which is telling us Mekom HaNochoson, the Ofen HaNochoson, the proper placement and the proper way to put on your tefillin. This is something that, unfortunately, you look around in a shul, many, many people err, and they put on their tefillah shel yad and their tefillah shel rosh in the wrong places. And we'll see, this is a terrible thing, because you're making a bracha levatol if it doesn't ever go into the right place. Plus, you're not yotzei the great important mitzvah putting on tefillin. So this is a critical simon, and let's start with Sif Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, Mokom hanochoson shoyad bizroa small, that the proper placement to putting on your shoyad is on your left hand. We'll see in the upper arm, of course. Where? Babosar hatofuach shebo etzem shebein hakuvdo ubeis hashechi. And this is on the fleshy, meaty, muscular part, what we call the biceps, that's swollen, hatofuach, the meat that's swollen, i.e. the muscle that is raised, that's in the bone that's between the elbow, the kubdo is the elbow, and the beis hashechi is the axilla, the armpit. So the proper placement is on this muscle that lies in between the elbow and the axilla, the armpit. Where exactly is the proper placement? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, number one, in Siv Katan Aleph, he says, where do we know the left hand? Midirsiv Yod Cha. It's spelled in the Torah Yud Dalet Chav He instead of Yud Dalet Chav Sofis. And this over here is telling us Yod Keha. It's a shortening of the word Yod Cha Yod Keha, your weaker hand, which tells us it means the left hand, which she tasha v'cheya, which is weaker than the right hand for most people. V'od darshu, another drasha, midichsiv ukshar tom, uksav tom. So we compare the kshira, the tying, with the ksiva. And just like maksiva b'yamin, most people write with their right hand, so too, shekein derech bnei adam, the vast majority of people are righties, af kshira b'yamin, so too, the tying on of the tefillin should be with the right hand onto the left hand. The kiva the kshira b'yamin, you're tying it with your right hand, mimela hanocha b'smol, you're placing it onto the left hand. And in fact, if you put it on the right hand, sometimes you borrow somebody's tefillin and they're a lefty and you put it on the wrong hand, af b'diavad, even on a b'diavad level, lo yotza, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, putting it on the wrong hand. We'll obviously discuss what the din is by an iter yad, by a lefty or an ambidextrous person, and the many other halachas that we'll get to when the appropriate place is discussed in the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch. In Siv Katan Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Babasar atafuach," in the biceps and the swollen part of the flesh over there. V'u'amako manikro kiboris b'loshu chazal. This is called the kiboris, so the biceps in the language of Chazal. And this is li'ikuva. You must put it there. Ki li'alfin lo b'gemara mikra. We burn this out from Psukim in the Gemara. The kubdu in Siv Katan Gimel, he says, this is hanikra elin bogin, which is the elbow. Incidentally, the Halacha Berurah brings down a third reason why it's on the left hand, and it's based upon that sometimes Yad specifically refers to the left hand because the right hand is called Yamin. He brings several psukim to support this as well. In any event, it's clear to everyone that a righty, or a person who's certainly right dominant, will go put his tefillin on his left hand. Where? So in Siv Katan Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Berosh Ha'etzem, this is at the beginning of the bone. Now it doesn't mean, Ein Ritzonu Lomar Ha'etzem Mamash, right at the closest point to the elbow. You could break the arm where the tefillin go into four sections. The first section is from the joint, the elbow, up until the start of the biceps. The second area is from the start of the biceps until the middle of the biceps. The third area is from the middle of the biceps till the end of the biceps. And the fourth area is from the end of the biceps until the axilla, until the armpit. Those are the four sections. So he's telling us it's not section one. It's not before the biceps even start. The asam adayin nomach habasa, the basa is flat over there. There's no muscle over there. And certainly before you hit the biceps, what I'll call section 2, is certainly not an acceptable place to put the tefillin, and as we'll see, even any part of the tefillin. So if you're using large batim, if you have big tefillin, it's actually a detriment, because you may not have a big enough arm to have the entire tefillah fit into zone 2, which as we'll see is the correct place, ideally, l'chatchil, according to all poskim. So that's why the poskim tell us that it's better to use smaller batim than very large batim. He says, in the first zone, before the biceps, that's not the place of tefillin. The ein al zeh shem kiboris, that doesn't have the status of being the biceps, the kiboris. El ritzono lomar, begova habosu shebeetzem. You should have it on the higher, the rising part of the muscle, i.e. from the beginning of the insertion of the biceps, where the biceps is visible, to the midpoint, the highest point of the biceps, that's zone 2, that's the ideal place to put the tefillin.
And then he adds, "V'lo bohar Ramah b'zil l'chadish shum dvar." The Ramah's not really being mechadish anything. The mechaber agrees to this. He's just telling us, "Avolo b'chatzi yo'etzim shesomuch l'shechi." Don't put it in zone 3, which is from the midpoint of the biceps till the end of the biceps, going from the middle of the arm towards the upper part of the arm, zone 3. That's not the place according to the mechaber or the Ramah. And any part of the tefillin that are there, you're not yotzei according to these poskim. It must be totally within zone 2. None of the box can be in zone 1. None of the box can be in zone 3. Even though you have half of the bicep over there, both the Ramah and the Mechaber hold it must be fully in zone 2. As we'll learn later on. So why does the Mechaber use this terminology over here? Any part of the biceps? He says, it means the first half of the biceps. Does anybody disagree with this? Yes. Baruch Hashem, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Vilna Gaon. Hagro bebeyuru hiskim ledino de kol makom akibor is kosher l'niach bo tefillin. Tremendous kula that the Gro has, which many people rely upon, especially people that have smaller arms and or they have larger tefillin, that you're allowed to put the tefillah shel yad anywhere on the biceps, zone 2 and zone 3. And this is the psak of the Gro as well as others. The came Mashav Aprisha. The Aprisha says this as well. Everybody agrees that below the start of the biceps, zone 1 is no good. Don't put on very large sized tefillin. It's invariable that it will happen that the bottom part of the tefillah will be in the wrong zone. Likewise, if you're trying to put it all in zone 2, if it's very large, the top part of the tefillin will be in zone 3, which at least you have the Vilna Gaon to rely upon, the Prisha and others to rely upon. Unless, of course, you're very careful to make sure that you put it into the appropriate place. But don't rely upon this to put it in zone 3, because you're going against the Mechaber and the Ramah, who are Machmir Bezeh. So he says, therefore, Achim ein lo kiyim tefillin gedol. If you only have tefillin gedol, what should you do? Then rely upon the Gro. Tov yoser sheyikshrein b'chatzi etzem el yom. Then use the upper half of the biceps, from the middle of the biceps to the end, zone 3. V'makum shenimtzo adayim basar atafuach. You still have muscle over there. And at least, v'yetze b'zal koparim das ha-gro. You'll be at least yotzei the Vilna Gaon shara poskim. If you put it in zone 1, you're not yosi anybody. And then, unfortunately, you're also making a brach levatola. So this is critical to understand where is the proper placement of the shoyad. In the Bir Halach, he explains that the Vilna Gaon is not necessarily going against what the Mechaber and the Ramah say. He's explaining what the Mechaber and the Ramah, whose source is from the Sefer HaTrumos, so he's saying that technically the Sefer HaTruma is holding like the Groshita and not like the Mechaber and the Ramah explain it. In Dishu note 2, he brings down a very interesting question. Hanogeya bizro kishikosha tefillin. If you touch your hand when you're putting on the tefillin, so you're touching a part that's normally covered up, do you have to wash your hands after you put on your tefillin? So he brings down the Shelos Tshuvos Salmas Chaim. Shekivon shanegia hi beglalamit. So the only reason you're touching there is because you're putting on the tefillin. Ain't tzorchli to yod of kodem atfilo. You don't have to go and wash your hands again before you start davening after you put on your tefillin, like you normally would have to do if you touch mekomos hamechusim. However, mikomakom hamachmir tavalo bracha, one should try to be careful not to touch the flesh when you're putting on the tefillin if you can help it. He brings down the Shelus Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Dayin Weiss, from the previous generation, a great posek, as well as Rav Yashiv Zatzal, also who hold like this, that even if you touch yourself, you don't have to go and wash your hands. He then brings down the Ben Ish Chai, who says, in general, if you touch yourself in that place, biyad b'mokum anochas tefillin, afilu shaloba ayis ha'anoch, even while you're not putting on the tefillin, he holds that that's not called, I guess, mekomos hamechusim, ain't tzorchli to yodav, because your tefillin are there, that's not called the covered up place, and therefore you don't have to wash your hands at all. However, he then brings down the Chazon Ish. It's brought down in the Hanhagim, Medina Hanhagos, Mea Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish was very nizor not to touch his arm when he was putting on the tefillin. And if he did, the Beis Baruch says, even if he didn't know for certain that he touched his arm, he would always wash his hands after he put on the tefillin from just the Chashash, Negiah, V'mekomos, Hamechusim. Then the Mechaber continues and says, "V'yata tefila ma'at l'tzad haguf b'inyan shechashayachov zro l'mata you kineg libo." Have the tefila turned a little bit inward towards your body, so it's facing towards your heart. And this way, v'nimtza mekayim v'yu hadvar ma'ela aliv avecha. In this way, you're mekayim the idea that the tefillin are towards your heart, aliv avecha. Interestingly, in Dirshu Note 4 and other places, they bring down what happens if a person has a condition called dextrocardia or situs inversus, where his heart is not where it normally is in the vast majority of people on the left side, but is on the right side. What does this person do? So he brings down that a person still in this situation puts the tefillin on the left arm, leaning in towards the heart, even though his heart's on the right side, because you go by what most people have and not by what that individual person might have. As opposed to an Iter Yad, if a person's a lefty, then he does put the tefillin on the right hand. We'll learn those dinim coming up. And then the Ramah concludes today's shir, which we already said this inside in the Mishnah Berurah, v'tzorich laniach b'rosh ha'etzem ha'somuch l'kobdo, you put the tefillin on, we said in zone 2, aval lo b'chatzi ha'etzem she'somuch l'ashechi, and not in zone number 3. That's what we talked about in great detail before, and with this we'll conclude today's shir.